Good afternoon, everybody. This is Victoria from When the Ancients Speak. Today, I am going to talk with Chattel. Now, we've had a couple of interviews with Chattel, who is a grey, and the things that Chattel told us a couple of months ago about our government turning on its people, it would seem that this war that we are now involved in Syria, may be part of that process. Good morning, Chattel. Would you like to update us on some information?
This, and I come to show you, I wanted to... There are many that do not understand what the true power brokerage that is going on. But I'm here to tell you, your government, the Americans, scrambling, trying to find different portals to try to control them before the last final days. Yes, Nibiru is soon to be upon us all, but beforehand, the elites must have a way to escape. What better way than to start a war? But more so because, not just because they seek to completely control and destroy all things, but they also wish to control the portals that are scattered across the planet.
Yes, see, I thought it was something like that because Anish had said the other day that there used to be great portals in Damascus, which is where they're all focusing their energy on. So, can you give us a little bit more information about that, Chattel?
Much like the lines, the Nazca lines. These are ley lines of energy that are drawn across the planet. They exist without the drawing, but in certain locations, there are places where you can see that drawings have been made, and they were made for the purpose of enlightenment and showing. Much the same way that you make crop circles now, but I mean, of course, done by the passage of intelligence that is designed to be projected three-dimensionally on a two-dimensional object. Crop circles are all part of this. This is the cosmic knowledge. We're trying to raise your awareness. Because if your awareness is raised, then you can fix your own damn problems. And we don't have to keep coming to this kindergarten, as it has been called. Yes, Victoria. There are many great things that are taking place across the universe, but now your planet is almost ready for a next level of consciousness, which will open up many new things. You see, you've been very bland as people. You've been kept as slaves. You've been used for the benefit of all those around you that are part of the elite reptilian class and other beings that are...
Thank you. The more that we see what is happening, because we were told that we would not be involved in another war, and here we are smack bang in the middle of Syria. And when I started researching why all of a sudden this was so important, we know that Nibiru is not too far away. We also know that there were portals in Iraq, and that was part of the war in Iraq. Bush went in there to look for those portals too, correct?
Yes, Victoria. And another thing that all of you should be aware of is that it is not just because they are trying to control the earth and drain it of all of its wealth. It is also the energy they want. They want to control people and how they think, because when they control how they think, they control the energy they can draw from you. You must understand this planet was put together for the purpose of harvesting energy. All the energy you accrue throughout your life is eventually dispelled upon the moment of your death and harvested. This is quite contrary to how life should be. In other words, death is an abstract concept for many beings. Many of us live for tens of thousands, some even live for millions of years, and when they do finally exhaust their body beyond repair, their energy leaps to a new consciousness. If you have assistance during the leap from this consciousness to another dimension, then you are guided and you have choices. But if it's stripped from you, the way that your government, of course, will continue to betray you, and all governments of the earth, none of them are trustworthy because they all seek advanced technologies from the beings such as myself, and will do anything to retain it, and anything to keep other beings from having it.
That's exactly what I figured, and I thank you so much for telling us. I just wanted to give you all a very quick message from Chattel about what is actually going on in Syria. And I did post something this morning on my Facebook page that basically said the same thing. But now that Chattel has channeled this same information, you may want to understand that this is a big game. And it's a game who gets there first, because they are the greediest of the greedy.
Another concern that you must understand, this whole Fukushima thing with radiation dumping into the ocean, over tens of thousands of gallons of radiated water have been allowed to flow into the ocean. It is a travesty that is beyond measure. There are aliens that live in the depths of the oceans and are very angered over this. They view this planet as theirs as well. There will be a day of great sorrow if this is not controlled soon. Yes, our kind and other beings have the ability to protect ourselves from the radiation, but this does not protect your planet. It is a terrible event that is going on, and it is being allowed to continue. And it will eventually wipe the oceans clean of all life, where only alien forms can exist. This is part of the plan to repopulate the ocean, because humans will not do anything about it, even though they still have limited technology and cannot handle radiation. Our species, our kind, the many different species that dwell in the universe, have long since learned how to deal with radiation. After your poles flip, perhaps we will give you some of this information to help restore the Earth to its pristine beauty that many of the alien species that come here and visit love so very much.
Thank you so much, Chattel. You have just given many of my listeners the information that they needed. So at this point, guys, I want to tell you that you need to prepare, okay? Because if this is going to continue, at some point, you know that there is going to be some kind of weapon sent our way. Either somebody in another country is going to do it, or our own government will do it. So I just want you to be aware that we are coming down to the wire here, and it's time to make some really strong decisions about what you're going to be doing. But anyway, that was just a quick channel, and I will speak to you a little bit later. Thank you for listening.